I've been fucked open. I've been awakened from a deep slumber, where the depths of longing have suffocated me, where I watched and waited patiently for water to fall as my lips were parched, as my soul cried out to me for help. Help me be seen. Help me be appreciated. Help me.
Hey there, this is Pussy Empowered Podcast, and I'm your host, Alyssa Aparicio. I'm equal parts Bronx bitch and mountain witch. I believe that when you untame your pussy, you access your power. As the CEO of Pussy Empowered, I hold space for women to do this with a holistic approach that incorporates mind, body, emotion, and spirit. As an erotic performer and choreographer, I surrender to new heights of embodied, expressed art and performance. On this podcast, I share about my approach to pussy power and interview fellow paradigm-shifting badasses about theirs.
Today, I'm going to share about erotic art and empowerment, which, as you know, I'm passionate about both things equally, and I've been integrating more my passion for art and my passion for empowerment, and really seeing how they overlap. I used to think that I had to choose just one, and I had to choose my art, or I had to choose Pussy Empowered, my business, and I started to really see how I could integrate both of those together, and how art really is empowering to realize, not just in my personal journey, but on the journey that I've seen with my clients, and how creating something tangible from your lived experience, from your empowerment is so empowering. And the more that I have reclaimed for myself my expression, my voice, in an embodied way, the more that has shown up in my art, and the more that I've dared to allow that to show up in my art, the more that it has felt empowering to me on a personal level. So I wanted to dive into the making of my new song, Open, the whole creative process from the song to the music video, and how that's tied into my own personal journey and how you've seen that show up in my work. If you've been taking my classes, or you've come to my retreat, or you've been following along with the podcast, then some of this is going to be a repeat for you. But I'm just tying it all together. And this is the first time that I'm recording a podcast episode live here. I got my mic set up. So let's see how it flows. I'm challenging myself to not be in a state of over-editing. I used to write every single word for my podcast and then read it all. And there were so many steps. So I'm trying to just condense those steps and just speak freely, speak from the heart, be present and honest. Let's see how it flows. So starting with the song. So if you've been listening for a while, you know that reclaiming my voice was a big step for me in my journey of just, if you had watched me on a live a few years back, it was very rehearsed, and it didn't come naturally to me to just flow speaking wise. And the same goes with the podcast, the same goes with making music. Making music for me was a passion that I had when I was really young. I used to have notebooks full of lyrics, and I used to want to be a singer, and I used to perform for people in my family and friends. And there was someone in my life who told me, I hope you know that you really can't sing. So that really crushed my spirits, but I'm a very logical person. And at the time it seemed logical that I shouldn't continue singing or trying to sing or contemplating that, right? So I put it all the way in the back, and I'm still not singing. I have been experimenting a little bit more with carrying a tune, but I still wouldn't call what I do singing at all. So flash forward to now, in this part, as the more that I've empowered my pussy, the more I've empowered my body, the more that I've felt the call to empower my voice and share my writing more, share my lyrics more, If you are subscribed to my newsletter, my Substack, I wrote about an experience being publicly shamed for my sexual writing about 11 years ago when I used to work for an online publication. I'm just gonna leave their name out of it. but if you know me and my journey, you know who I'm talking about. And there was this article that came out written about the publication, specifically calling me out for what they consider to be hypersexual, right? And this is a term that gets thrown around a lot when it comes to women expressing their sexuality in general. I'm gonna link that article or essay in the show notes so that you can tap into that and hear more about that specifically. But I've come into a place where I've just been owning it more, right? And daring to share my erotic writing. And that's come forth in this piece of writing that I actually wrote years ago. It was about a sexual experience that I had, really about how I felt in that experience. And I just journaled about it as one does, as I do. When it comes to erotic experiences, I really love writing about them because it's like getting to relive them. And so I wrote about this in a journal entry, and at that time I was really just beginning to want to create music, and I thought, I think I could make house music with my erotic writing layered, right? Or with writing words, spoken word over it. And so I went to one of my closest friends in college, visited his house, and he was working with music at the time named Dream Boy. Dream Boy is an old friend of mine, and and they let me play around on their mic and just speak out this piece of writing, which was terrifying for me. I mean, I wouldn't say terrifying. I would say I was sweating and I was so uncomfortable saying these words out loud, because one, I was saying to myself, you're so fucking dramatic. Like, this is honestly how you're feeling. It's so dramatic. And sometimes I get frustrated with myself for that. But recently I've come into a place where I'm like, all art is made from being too much. All art is made from over the topness. You can't fit a song, the experience that you pour into a song or into a piece of writing or into a piece of art, you can't fit it in normal words. And because you're feeling it to such a depth, right? That's why art exists, because it's from an overflow of our too muchness, our muchness. And so I have been just owning that. I am too much, right? Fuck it, I'm too much. So with this song, if you've heard it, you know what I'm talking about. It is too much, it is over the top. It is feeling, but it's not rare. Right? It's not rare for erotic experience to put us into a state of transcendence, a state above and beyond the ordinary. And I'm very passionate about sexuality and spirituality being not separate, right? Sexuality is spiritual. It doesn't have to be, but like you can have sexual experiences that are more just purely physical, but there's also an element that spirituality doesn't exist apart from sexuality. They're not mutually exclusive, like perhaps the Catholic Church would like you to believe. And so in this piece of writing, I spoke about this transcendent sexual experience that I had, and recording it was nerve-wracking as fuck. And it took me years to when I was in Puerto Rico last year, actually, when I met with a producer named Isai, and I was sharing my ideas. Ancestors' Wildest Dreams had just come out, and I was sharing my ideas about this erotic writing, and I just had this piece recorded that I just decided to show, like, I was to show him as an example, like this piece that I worked on, or that I created. And as soon as I played it for him, he just took off and started creating a beat around it. And he got super inspired and we were in his studio in Carolina, outside of San Juan, and he just started writing and vibing with this piece of writing, and all of a sudden we were both in there, and maybe an hour passed by where he's just working on the beat, wrapping the beat around the song, and under an hour it was finished, and we were both fucking leaping around the room. We were just like, this sounds so fucking good. With the house beat and the erotic lyrics, it just felt so good, and we were really vibing creatively in that moment, and it felt so dope to create this in this one session. And so, okay, then the song was finished this time, around this time last year. And I sat with it for a while. It felt so raw to think about even sharing this beyond my inner circle, right? I was thinking, fuck, this is so raw, this is so sexual. And it's not that I have a lot of passion, passionate love and respect for artists that share erotically and provocatively. I've always been a fan of that. Madonna and Janet Jackson, so passionate about that. And so that brings me into the video aspect of this, because some of my greatest inspirations are, as I just mentioned, Madonna and Janet Jackson. And I actually wrote an in-depth research paper for my women's studies class about Madonna. I called it Justifying Madonna, because in my women's studies class, they were really villainizing her. And for that reason, and I, you know, really saw myself in the artist role, the provocateur. That's always been a passion of mine, right? So because they were anti-Madonna, I was like, no, fuck this. I'm writing my paper about why Madonna is such a potent figure in feminism and how she's impacted our generation, impacted me. And I wrote about two videos in particular that were Human Nature and Justify My Love. And they're two of her most erotic videos that were banned on MTV. And it was around the time she wrote her book, Sex. She got a lot of shit for it. You know, if you really, if you were there or if you researched it, you would know that she got a lot of shit for it. And not just being censored on a platform like MTV at the time, there was no alternative route, right? There was no social media where she could talk about that censorship she experienced. There was no website where she could put up her own videos there. And it was a monolith experience of media at the time, right? Where you get fed what gets put out, but you can't, but there's not as many ways, or there, I'm sure there were ways on the underground in terms of showing people in person, but there wasn't this kind of expansive playground that we call the internet now, which, to be honest, is extremely censored, right? And so I'll talk more about that censorship in a moment as I share about my decision to make the uncensored version, which is the second uncensored music video. And so this is my third music video, and it's the first one that I did on set, not in nature. I really wanted to have my girls in it, Bambi Peaches and Brian Lee Smith. We have, and this is kind of one of the catalysts for how this all started, because the four of us have been making videos together since right after the pandemic. About 3 years ago, I got super inspired to start creating these choreography dance videos on set, and to just do my choreography, to have this group that formed pretty organically. I mean, I've been dancing with Brian for over 10 years, and Peaches and Bambi I met right around then. It was just so synchronistic the way we mesh together. And every time we're together, we feel like the Spice Girls. It's so much fucking fun. They're so talented. I have so much love and respect for all of them, and we have such a good time together every damn time. So we started creating these choreography videos, and it was super fun. You know, Bia shared one of our videos to her song Plate, and that one got a lot of traffic and views. She messaged me saying how much she loved it, the video, and I was like, Bia is in my DMs, this is fucking dope. But also, you know, we had the majority of our videos didn't get reshared or seen in a very major way, and there's limitations, right? I can't enter those into video festivals, or there's a lot of limitations to using somebody else's music. And so that's kind of where all of this started to gel, where I was thinking, well, I'm just going to make words, lyrics, put those lyrics to beats, and then make videos to that, which I think is making music. So that's kind of where I started making music, because of my love for video, because of my love for music. If you know me, I'm a music huntress. I'm always searching for new music. I'm always sharing music. I'm on the prowl. So I was like, if I'm gonna make music, it's gonna be fucking good. And I'm a little low-key a perfectionist. So I wanted to really do it in a way that I felt was the best of my ability. So I wanted to work with dope-ass people like Isai and Asti Mari, who I've been working with. So back to the video. The vision that I had for it, since it was the first one we're doing on set and getting to have my girls in it, obviously choreography was a major part of it. Wanting to choreograph something that was visually meshed with the lyrics. And the lyrics, so it's not like a regular song where there's a chorus, the verse, chorus, it's bridge, like it's one piece of spoken word, it's one piece of writing that's not in a song, a typical song structure. So it was challenging for me as a choreographer to choreograph to that. I wanted to create moments that felt like the song, obviously just it's an embodied representation of the music. So that was a little bit of a challenge for me, and I remember being in the rehearsal and just feeling like, shit, we're filming this in a couple of days, and really had to just put my whole back into it. And I got some support that day, I remember, from the rehearsal, the final rehearsal, from Brian, because she, because I was feeling a little bit overwhelmed by, I was feeling a little bit overwhelmed, and she's really good at counts. So she whipped us into shape, which I'm so grateful for. She was sharp that day, and I was feeling a little bit overwhelmed, like I said. So it was really helpful. And the inspiration for the video, I had obviously this wet look. We were shooting it in the rain room, which is the first part of the vision that came to me, because I really had been wanting to film something in the rain room. And so if you don't know what the rain room is, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a room where artificial rain happens, a big shower. Thank goodness the shower was warm, because I wouldn't have lasted if it was a cold shower. So one of the inspirations is the What's It Gonna Be music video from Janet and Busta Rhymes. I know you know that one. My nails were inspired. At the time, I had like a chrome silver nail polish, and in her music video, she has her nails pierced, and I really was trying to figure out how to do that, but I ran out of time on that. But so that was one of the music videos, Human Nature and Justify My Love, because Justify My Love is a video that's really about this spicy affair, right? And in the music video, you can see she's has this super sexual interaction where it's her and a man and her and other individuals of all different genders. And she's walking away from the final scene, which I love, is her walking away in her trench coat, leaving the hotel room giggling. And it's just one of my favorite fucking videos of all time. And then Human Nature, because in Human Nature, Madonna sings a few powerful lyrics, right? Oops, I didn't know I couldn't talk about sex. And did I say something wrong? Did I say something true? Oops, I didn't know I couldn't talk about sex. And what's the other line? I'm not sorry. It's human nature. And the whole song is about that. It's about being a woman who speaks and shares about sexuality, embodies sexuality, writes about it, feels it, as a natural part of human life and the human experience, and gets so much shit for it. And so that video was a big fuck you, middle finger to that idea that women can't talk about their sexual experiences or talk about sex in general. And obviously this video is that for me as well. It's such a culmination of all the work I've been doing internally to reclaim my erotic nature, to liberate my erotic nature from my history of Catholicism, from the experiences of trauma, from ancestral trauma, generational healing, to say that I am a sexual being, and to help everyone around me, right, to embody and empower those around me to reclaim that for themselves, because sexuality is such a beautiful part of our existence, and we do get villainized as women for having an appetite, having desire, for daring to express that or share that, for daring to talk about that. It's so real, and if you're a woman, I don't need to tell you. You know how it is. So for me, it was, this has been a big process of liberating, talking myself through that, all of those, the fear and the shame and the doubt of around this being heard, and just saying, fuck it, I'm doing it anyway. And in the video, taking it one step further, which I'm very comfortable doing embodied, but also in the rain room, right? We were wearing all white, because when you think wet, what do you think of? Like wet t-shirts, right? It's like when you think of the rain or water. And that's what I wanted it to be, like really raw, to match the level of raw that the song is. And also to film that uncensored version, to have that opportunity to, again, say fuck you to the censorship. And the platform that has been working for me best right now is my own website, because I don't trust, one, there's no social media that will allow what I'm expressing. The nudity, exactly, like female nudity, which at first I had it rated R, but realized it was NC-17 due to the amount and like particular parts of the body that are shown in the video. And that censorship is so frustrating this day and age. And I know I'm not the only one on your feed talking about it. If you follow me, you likely follow other sexual beings, sex workers, burlesque performers. Sexuality has just been under fire. And it's more so for people of color, for the LGBTQ community has it the hardest. Their accounts are often deleted. Or in danger of being deleted at any moment. And I've lived with that myself with my Instagram, knowing that at any second Instagram could just take it, and the community that I've built there could be taken from me at any moment, right? And so it's a matter of taking it into our own hands. Well, how do we create community and create places where we can share our art, share ourselves that are safer for our art, for ourselves, for our community. And one way that I've been doing that is on my Substack, but also sharing on my own website has been the safest way. And to be honest, Squarespace, you know, because of policies that I've talked about, I think in my last episode about Unleash Your Inner Video Vixen, the whole internet is a dangerous place for sexuality at this time in terms of censorship. So I'm doing my best to my best extent to take it into my own hands, and that's why my videos live on my own website and on platforms that allow for erotic content. And so I also want to talk about this video, the song being as sexual as it is, and at the end of this episode I'm going to play the song for y'all. Which is that it is about, obviously, a sexual experience. But along the journey, it has been so interesting to see how I've, how it's morphed and changed the meaning, right? Because initially, the writing was about this one experience that I had with this one person. And I was almost afraid that sharing that this piece of writing meant that it was giving too much, I don't know if I should say credit, giving too much, yeah, maybe credit's the word, to the individual that I had this experience with, which in reality, it was about being unlocked and unleashed within myself. And this is something that I've learned a lot over the course of my experience in the last few years, being in an open relationship, being poly curious, that we are the individual that is in the center of it all, right? That I am the individual having the experience in the middle of all of these shared experiences with other men, with other individuals. And so finding myself in the center of that and staying connected to that part of myself, even as I have these interactions, even as I have those experiences with other people and the empath that I am, that I am the center. I am the eye of the storm, right? And so this song, Open, was me sharing about this one experience, but it morphed over time because by the time that I recorded it, I was actually thinking about someone else as I shared the lyrics. And by the time that it became a full piece of music complete, I was thinking about somebody else. And by the time I was recording the video, I was thinking about somebody else. And by the time it came out, I was thinking about no one. I was thinking about myself. And the experience that this piece of art helped me alchemize and transform. And that was really empowering and powerful to me. Not because I think people are disposable, because that's not what I think. I am really about creating meaningful connections. I'm really about chemistry. And I meet my partners with love and respect first and foremost. I don't always get that in return, and that's when, you know, times ago. So that was actually really reflected in the fact that I wanted to have one man or more than one man in the video. And I was envisioning a lap dance scene where there would be one man receiving a lap dance, and I would receive a lap dance from them, or two men, right? And that was inspired by the fact that a lot of the music videos that I've seen, that I grew up watching with Video Vixens, the men often have multiple love interests in the same video. And even if it's a love song, especially if it's a love song, there's usually one love interest, and then they disappear, and another woman comes, and then they disappear. Have you noticed this? There's always multiple women in these videos, even when they're love songs, right? And that was kind of my point. This isn't about any one man. This is about my experience in my own body. Yes, these experiences have been shared, and to whatever extent that relationship either dissipated or actually always have dissipated in terms of like open relationship. And so I actually was looking for an individual, a dancer or model, male dancer or model to be in the video. And it was like a couple days before, and I was finally logged into one of the websites where you can connect with models in the area. And so I found somebody and we had a conversation. I hadn't been getting much response when I reached out to individuals and about participating in the video. And so with this person, I was giving them a good rate because, you know, I couldn't give them the homie rate because they are some individual that I don't know well, right? And so I wanted to respect a rate. And I finally found somebody who I thought could be a good fit to receive a lap dance in my video, potentially give me a lap dance in my video. And then we made the agreement and we hung up the phone, and then not too long after, he says, "Oh, would you actually mind paying for my Uber to the event? Because I don't have a car right now, and so that's the addition of my Uber there and back from the event. So can we up the rate X amount?" And you know, I thought to myself in that moment, no, I don't need men in this video. I don't need to be paying a man an astronomical rate above what I was initially offering, which was generous, to receive a lap dance from me in my music video. That's not what's gonna happen here. And I decided to fuck it. I fired him right after hiring him. So I decided this is gonna be a music video without men at all. Because, again, it's actually about the experience, the sexual experience that was experienced in my body. That experience of telling your friends about it, that's so much fun, right? I had my three best girlfriends. Whenever we're together, we are talking about sex a lot. We are talking about our experience being sexually liberated, erotically liberated women, and how that experience is going in our lives and what that experience is like. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna just bump up their rates and not pay some random man who I don't know to be in my fucking music video. Fire the men. So that was really empowering too, and it was really more in congruence with the song and my creative, my artistic journey than it was, than the opposite, than having them in the video. And that's just how I feel. If you tune into this music video, now you know the history behind it. You know how it came to be. You know that it took some personal work to get to a point where I felt comfortable to release this video into the world. And I feel so comfortable right now with this being out in the world. I've done so much inner work around my voice in recent years, inner work around my erotic expression. And this is the kind of work that I also lead my clients to do, to connect into an intention, your truth. Right? Because for me, my truth is that sexuality is just as valid an experience as every other experience in my life. It's you know, my spirituality is not separate from my sexuality. That I have every right to express myself sexually, erotically, if I so desire. Not everyone needs to do that and feel so inclined. And I do feel inclined. So, reclaiming that part of myself, allowing myself the space to express, has been so liberating, and connecting to that intention, then embodying that intention. And now I'm at the point of expressing it on such a expanded scale, because I have expressed it in small settings, I've expressed it in intimate settings, I've expressed it on all kinds of stages, all parts of the world, not all parts of the world, but many parts in the world. And now I'm creating pieces of art that are lyrically, musically, embodiedly, expressively, all my truth. It's all from this authentic part of myself that is truth. And I'm getting to share it, and I feel really excited and really at peace and really aligned with how it's all coming together to be shared. I'm so happy with the video. I want to also take a moment to thank my incredible partner, my primary partner, my love of 10 years, Eric Taltree, who filmed the video with me, who has been helping me bring all of these visions to life. And for the way that he is just so supportive of my visions and treats them with as much care and respect as his own and put so much love and energy into helping me bring them to life. And working together is so in flow. It's so easeful. And the uncensored version was so fun to make because I do feel comfortable naked. I do feel comfortable expressing myself without limitation, without censor. So I've loved getting to share it, this next level art, without the censorship, without the limitations. And I also want to shout out Manuel Espinosa, who was the makeup artist on set, who brought it. And he's such an amazing artist who's worked with all kinds of celebrities, including J-Lo. Hello, one of my idols. And he did my makeup for this. It was just spectacular. I wanted a black lip. I wanted a blue eye to kind of reflect and mirror the industrial looking setting we were in, that kind of futuristic underground, very 90s look, very wet. And yo, the way he pulled off this look, I loved it so much. It was perfect, 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 perfect. And it even withstood all the rain from the rain room. The look was still not the same by the end, but it was intact. I looked fucking bomb still. So thank you, Manuel. And also to my production assistant, Brianna Reloque, which many of you know and love from the virtual, from the in-person Pussy Empowered community. And I'm so grateful for all of her support through the whole process, on and on and on. She is incredible.
Now here is the finished song. Let's listen to it together.
I've been fucked open. I've been awakened from a deep slumber, where the depths of longing have suffocated me, where I watched and waited patiently for water to fall as my lips were parched, as my soul cried out to me for help. Help me be seen. Help me be appreciated. Help me. And me, I sat and thought. I cried and talked. I asked questions and introspected. I tried to supplement the real deal. I ached. I ached. I lay awake, longing. And then it came like a waterfall. The wetness from between my legs, gushing, vulnerable, shaking with longing, I laid myself out. I opened my legs. He held them open and plunged his fingers inside as he licked his lips. I saw, I felt his longing. A real longing I hadn't experienced in a very long time. A real hot-blooded man longing for me. Me longing to be longed for. Longing to long. Lusting to be lusted after. Lusting to lust. I surrendered. I surrendered myself wholly to be filled. Let him fill me. Let him thrust into my depths. I felt him reach a place that hadn't been reached in a very long time. If ever. I don't remember myself. I don't remember how I sounded, how I looked. I just felt. 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 Absorbed. The crashing waves of firm pleasure allow the weight of his body to press me into the bed. Allow him to untame me, to make me wild, to let me be wild. I let go. God met me there, allowing time to stop and stretch for eternity. I as my pussy stretched to fit all of him, as I flooded the sheets, as a waterfall of myself gushed and flowed, I lost myself. My pussy purred, roared, laughed, I arched and writhed and levitated. Firm hands held me down, firm hands spanked me hard, pressure filled me. I heard no words nor thoughts, just sublime presence, rapture, burned my body like a wildfire. I grasped at myself, breasts, pussy, face.
That listening to the song made you feel something, and I invite you to click the link in the show notes and watch the video if you feel so inclined. I invite you to get access to the uncensored video, which is a more naked version of the censored video. The censored video really does show quite a lot, so I'm low-key surprised that it's up on YouTube, and hopefully it stays up there. But thank you for your support, for your views, for commenting and liking and sharing. I hope this episode revealed something for you, resonated with you. And if you're feeling called for support in unleashing and awakening your own expression, I do hold one-on-one containers virtually and in person. If you're looking for an experience to tap into erotic art from a place of empowerment and create together in community, join us for the next LA Pussy Empowered Performance Class beginning later in March 2024. I have 3 spots left on that. And if you're interested in joining us for the next retreat, we will be going to Puerto Rico again next January or February. Stay tuned. We'll be having another retreat in 6 months in another location. So just stay posted. And by the way, you can also subscribe as a paid subscriber to my Substack to get access to this uncensored video and lots of other uncensored erotic art, written, visual, audio. And that's all I got today. Thanks for sticking with me. Sending you so much love.